Radio Prague News. Thailand has introduced visa-free travel for Czech citizens. Prague's mayor has refused a call from the Archbishop to reconsider his endorsement of Prague Pride, a gay and lesbian festival underway in the city. And church representatives on Thursday accepted the government's proposal for property restitutions. Thailand has introduced visa-free travel for Czech citizens. People travelling to Thailand as tourists for a period of under 30 days will no longer require a visa, the Embassy of Thailand announced on its webpage on Thursday. Entry into Thailand from a neighbouring country without a visa is possible for a period of 15 days, and foreigners entering the country are required to have a passport valid for at least 6 months after the date of entry. Thailand is one of the most popular tourist destinations for Czechs, with on average 30,000 Czech tourists holidaying there every year. Prague Mayor Bohuslav Svoboda has refused a call from Prague Archbishop Dominik Duka to reconsider his support of Prague Pride, a five-day gay and lesbian festival underway in the Czech capital. In a letter to the mayor, the Archbishop wrote that Prague Pride was not about promoting the rights of minorities, but rather about propagating a loose lifestyle, which he said was irresponsible and did not merit support from the authorities. The mayor said he would stand firmly by his decision and called for greater tolerance. Church representatives on Thursday accepted the government's proposal for property restitutions. The cabinet has proposed an arrangement under which churches in the Czech Republic would receive 56% of property confiscated by the communists and compensation to the tune of 59 billion crowns for the rest. The money was to have been paid out over a period of 30 years, but Prague Archbishop Dominik Duka said church representatives were pushing for a 20-year period instead. The controversy over the bark beetle in the Šumava National Park has taken an unexpected turn. The beetle is reported to be dying in the thousands due to the cold and humid summer. Entomologists say the beetle is being eliminated naturally by viruses and fungi. Logging in most of the infested areas has been stopped and will come to a halt on Friday in the most controversial part of the park near Modrava, where environmental activists have been staging a blockade to try and physically prevent felling. The park's management said it would assess the situation to determine a further course of action. The police is searching for a man suspected of having stabbed to death three people in the town of Mukachev near Prague. One of the victims, a 48-year-old man, was found stabbed on the road. The bodies of a man and woman were later discovered in a house nearby. The three are believed to have been relatives, but the motive behind the murders is unclear. Police are questioning the family's relatives and neighbours. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The weather is expected to gradually improve over the next few days, with afternoon highs at around 25 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.